Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Up to 90. How are you, Mrs?
Good. What's the crack? What's going down?
Sure, no crack. Well, we're officially halfway through the pregnancy as of today.
Halfway through? That's exciting.
I'll have to send you an old bump. You know, that's why I was saying I wasn't subjecting the masses on my social media to the old bump picture. It's a proper bump, though, now, as of today.
Yeah. It's kind of, I feel like, well, you might feel differently as you get further along, but it's very different. I think people don't realise until they're in it. It's very different, like, to see a bump and then to have the bump. The bump does not feel the way it looks. You know, the way people be like, you're glowing, you're this, you're that. It doesn't necessarily feel like that the majority of the time when you're carrying it around. Sure
no, 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 no. It is strange. Yeah, it is just kind of, as you say, it doesn't feel as it looks. It's very, very odd.
I mean, you find, or like you gain a newfound respect for Demi with her Vanity cover, Vanity Fair cover.
Yeah. Do you know what? That has been spoofed so many times, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, and in fairness, she was the first to do it. Like,
she was the first. So, like, but it's testament to the fact that it is probably one of the most iconic magazine covers ever, because so many people have, like, mimicked it and copied it down through the years.
And at the time, well, yes, I was going to say it's shocking, too big a word to use, but yeah, it would have been shocking at the time.
Yeah. Oh, well, but of course, this was, you know, a time that, like, the idea of a pregnant woman, like, showing off her naked body, people were like, please put it away.
Up to 90 with Emma and Julie.
Camere, is Vogue still trolling you, or have you sorted things?
I had to step away from the Vogue situation when somebody asked. She was wearing this stunning, really lovely 60s dress. I don't know if you saw it the other day. And somebody asked where it was from, and she was like, oh, whatever, or what size it was and where was it from, because she was just wondering in terms of buying the dress for herself. She's like, it's a size 10. And I just thought, Vogue, I'm sorry, we're done here. Like, that was a dig at me, wasn't it?
It was directed at you, do you feel?
Oh, 100%. Like, she may as well have tagged me in it. Like, I was like, hang on, that's completely uncalled for.
Imagine tagging you in the comment just completely at random. Actually, size 10, Julie.
Do you know what? It's funny because I'm such a weirdo. You know, I threw up this tweet hilariously. The moral of the story, by the way, is never to check with your partner prior to throwing up a tweet. Just throw up the tweet. So I'd ran this tweet past Fred. Yeah. And he was like, oh, it's a bit controversial, I wouldn't throw it up. And then I said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. But actually, it's been my most popular tweet ever. So I got over 5,000 likes, which I was delighted with. Because, you know, the way I'm like all about the numbers and just Instagram followers is just a current obsession of mine, because I'm so down the list. But Fred was like, you must be delighted now. That's over 5,000. That's great. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I just, all I wanted was for Frankie Boyle to like it. And Fred was like,
you see, this is the problem. you're constantly moving the goalposts.
I'm always moving the goalposts. So Fred had to leave the room.
You go Twitter viral and it's not good enough. You're like, oh.
All I wanted was that one like from Frankie Boyle. Like, that's all I wanted.
Come here, I'll tell you something, right? I'm not going to name any names, but I just want to get your opinion on this, okay? So I was asked to do this Zoom radio interview this morning, right? And I was asked when I was like I was actually in the middle of doing a course and like was complete on the hop, which is grand. Like, obviously the person doesn't know. They phoned twice on a private number. So I was like, oh shit, I don't know what this is about to answer. Because you know the way in these challenging times, you never know what something will be, right?
Yes. Well, I did put up the other day. I'm now at the lockdown stage where I am answering private numbers.
Oh, but you have to, because you just don't fucking know.
Well, you have to, and also you're like, I've got the time now.
Yeah, well, you've got the time, and then you're kind of like, you know, the family and the parents, you wouldn't fucking know, touch wood and all that, whatever. So I answered the phone, and they asked me to do this Zoom radio interview, but like, they're going to record it, blah, blah, blah. Could I do it on Tuesday, 10:30? All the stuff, and I was actually off work on Friday, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure it's fine, just mail me about it, because I'm... you know, trying to do like two things at once. So sent me the mail, and then I was like, I actually can't do this thing. And I felt really, really bad, obviously, because I was like, you know, it's kind of, obviously they'll be able to get somebody, no problem. But I was like, it kind of makes it difficult that it's, you know, going to be in the morning after a bank holiday, whatever. So I was like, you know what? I'll ask somebody I know who will just like do it at the drop of a hat, like no questions asked, whatever. And I'll set somebody up and pass on their number and whatever. I was like, then there's no guilt involved. So did that, sent it on. And then they got back to me this morning to apologize, or not to apologize, but to say, oh, thanks. You know, don't worry about it, whatever. We've actually used only men up to now. So we were trying to get a few women on.
Oh, wow. That's very forward thinking of them, isn't it?
So the person that I got was male, so they didn't want to interview him because he was a man. But then they went through all the people that they wanted to get, and then they suddenly thought, Jesus, we better get some women.
Wow, God, Orty has really gone to the shits, hasn't it?
So it kind of left like a little bit of a bitter taste in my mouth. Do you know what I mean? That like, oh, right, so... You had only asked me because you had to tick a box.
But like, isn't that so foolish on their behalf that they're like, listen, just so you know, this was our thought process.
Just so you know, we only asked you because we were basically pushed into a corner and we needed to get some sort of a woman on.
That is gas. That is so... Oh, but you know what?
Funny men. I was like, first of all, you didn't need to tell me that.
No, absolutely unnecessary. It does remind me, I did do like a regional radio station there. Do you remember last year? And the interviewer said to me, oh, now a friend of mine saw you. I don't know where he saw me at a gig. I think it was when I was supporting Tommy.
Yes, yeah.
And he said, now he's a lovely man, this presenter, but you just think this is the problem. Like the fact that he's telling me this and this is supposed to be a compliment, but he said, my friend saw you. And he said, you know now what I like about her? She's one of these performers. She doesn't talk about the usual stuff that female comedians talk about. And I was like what? And then he gave the example of relationships and that kind of thing. And I just thought to myself, sorry, like how many male comics talk about relationships? Oh, but then it's framed as a compliment, isn't it? It's like, just so you know, you're not your typical woman. This kind of crack.
Oh,
it's like when somebody says, as somebody previously said to me, that I had an impressively masculine jawline. You're like, that's not a compliment just because you've thrown in the word impressively.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, but sure, look, it's nice to know if you...
I know people think these things and whatever.
No need to say them out loud.
No, and put them, type them in black and white, just so, for fuck's sake. So anyway.
And how was this resolved?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get back to any of that. Like, I'd done my part as much as I could.
I think I would feel, I mean, obviously, you know, we're talking about the national broadcaster here, but I think you owe them nothing. That's my take on it.
I have nothing. Actually, speaking to Ella there yesterday, well, I speak to her most days. I mean, she does live in the house.
I was going to say, wow, Jesus.
She has dyed her hair purple. Shane dyed her hair.
Oh, I love her relationship with Shane. That's so lovely.
I suppose. Well, he dyed it on Friday, I think it was. I know maybe it was a bit earlier in the week. But the dealio was that she actually has so much hair. There was a couple of patches that didn't get the dye. So she went to Tesco and got more dye and they worked it in. And now this morning I'm kind of seeing it dry and whatever. And it's so purple. But we started talking about, I don't know, I was singing to her. Not singing, you know, the way I just kind of, it's an aggressive thing. Where I just sing at people and I'm doing.
Yeah, well, it's not an invitation for harmonies.
No.
I often find that because, and actually it's funny when I listen back to other Up to 90s and I'll be saying something about the Patreon or something and, you know, you're like, you're hitting a bar, but I think, yeah, she'll probably stop singing now after this bar. But no, we're going all the way into verse two. You want another chorus, baby. And I just keep on plowing on. Like your mom, you know, like back in the day when your dad had come home from the pub a little bit too tipsy for the Sunday dinner and your mother's like, I'm just going to keep talking and everything is fine. And I just keep plowing on and Emma's still singing. And it really is. It's just nimbezi. It is completely aggressive.
I know.
You're basically starting on people.
I know.
No scrubs. Yeah. It's like I'm Rick O'Shea and I'm what is standing in between you and your successful teenage pop career. Something happens, you.
I don't know what it is, right? But it is a testament to you and the listener because this is how I go about my everyday life. I'm just constantly fucking singing bits of songs and it doesn't make any sense. So anyway, she was saying something about the podcast. She's like, oh, I'm not going to listen to the podcast. She's like, she said something like, oh, Jesus, I bet you even sing on the podcast. And she started laughing as if that would never happen. How ridiculous is that? And I was like, oh God, now I actually do sing.
I do love your singing as well because it's nice to have some kind of a thread. You know, the way some podcasts have like a segment.
Yes. Well, they have
some kind of structure or plan, but we don't have that. We just have Emma singing randomly every now and again.
Like the fella who left the review on iTunes about it.
Oh, the old one star. Yeah, that was great. We haven't got a one star for a while. We might actually say to the listeners, well, thank you for reminding me. If you do get a chance to rate or review us on iTunes, that'd be amazing because people are great for sending us the messages. They're lovely to get, but the reviews really do make a difference. So if you do have the time, an L5 star would be chef's kiss. Lovely.
Actually, before we're chatting and doing an extra episode, there is somebody who got in touch with me about their friend living in New Zealand. I only saw part of the message. There was something about night feeds, but rest assured, I will read that message before we do our next episode and figure out what you wanted me to say to your friend.
Oh, I think this girl could have gotten on to me as well.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Well, I'll read the message properly because I saw it coming in and then they were still typing and I was like, oh, wait until they're finished and give that the attention it deserves.
It could be someone else now.
I am a patron. So just, I'm not slipping into your DMs without like Grant. But we will check the name, obviously. Just
this person is an OG and we will, obviously it'll be immediate blockage if that's not the case.
Obviously, yeah. There are 90 OGs, yeah, so it's fine.
But we will check that. Now, it could be someone else, but I do have a feeling. Actually, I'll say that now. I have a feeling a couple of people got on to me about saying hello to friends of theirs. If we haven't done that, please just send it on to me again because I genuinely have just forgot. So please do get back onto us.
Yeah, Yeah. But come here, what have you, apart from becoming a Twitter sensation, what else have you been up to?
Nothing much now, nothing at all. We're here, we're going for dips in the sea every day. We're convincing ourselves we're having such a good time, even though we can't feel our toes or feet after the dips in the sea. The swimsuit, it's not, I'm going to be honest, it's very much, I do feel like, you know, in the sausage factory, when you're trying to squeeze that sausage into the skin, Fred has to assist me with the Speedo swimsuit. So one breast in particular is just not cooperating at all. And what else? Oh, also Molly the cat has come into our life.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she is lovely. She's great. But I do feel something's going on between herself and Fred. Like, I am pretty sure. I put up a couple of pictures on my Instagram and a few people did get in touch. And I am pretty sure she was having sex with Fred in the picture. At the time, I thought it was cute, but it was only after the fact. I was like, I can't believe this is unfolding right before my eyes.
And I mean, I don't want to get Fred into hot water here. Like, that's not my goal at all. But what age is Molly, Judy?
Well, this is the really sick and twisted part. She's actually quite an old cat.
Okay.
Yeah. She's quite an old cat. And Fred recently confessed to me that he does have a thing for older women. So that's quite, obviously, it's a good thing in the sense that none of us are Benjamin Button here. That's the way it's going for all of us. But at the same time, then when an old cat enters your lives.
Fred's into older women.
Well, we were just having a chat about it, and he was, which I actually, to be honest, I kind of like that would be his thing rather than, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So what I love about Molly the cat is it's very much like she'll keep meowing. You give her the little own brand cat food. Now, bear in mind, like, life has been tough on Molly. You know what I mean? Like, this is like life has not been a crystal stair for Molly the cat. So the first week, couple of weeks, you know, she's delighted with the little own brand cat food. Now what I've noticed is she doesn't eat the little own brand cat food. She keeps meowing until you give her a slice of ham, and it's incessant.
Oh, they are fucking mad for the sliced ham, cats.
They are just obsessed with the sliced ham.
Yeah.
So I went today.
All our cats in particular love the sliced ham.
She's mad for the sliced ham. And she will eat a Whiskas cat food as well. That's what I've discovered. So it's either Whiskas or sliced ham, none of this little shit. Even though, like, little, we love you, please support and sponsor the podcast. It's a marriage made in supermarket heaven. But Fred made a mistake this morning. He had the last slice of ham, and I was like, well, you can explain that to Molly, like, I'm not dealing with this. So we did have to go down to the shop and get more ham because Molly just wouldn't stop with the meowing, which is cute for a while. But then you're like, this is now training
for you.
Well,
Fred.
It is. Yeah. And yeah. Fred did say that because the cat, you know, goes to bed. She sleeps on a little couch. We've got a utility room. So we have a little bed set up for her. She's very happy there, sleeps there, and then generally wakes us up with meowing. She wants to go out to the loo or whatever, do her thing first thing in the morning. So Fred was like, this is great training because the cat goes to sleep, I'd say probably about 11 o'clock, wakes us up, I'd say about maybe 7:30. So I don't want to break the news to Fred that this would be dream baby if the baby is letting you sleep from 11 to 7:30.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but the baby would have to be around for a while before I'd be doing that.
Well, I think, you know, if the baby was sleeping for that long, I'd probably be thinking Jesus is something wrong. But also with Molly, it's gas, because I was only thinking yesterday about Molly the cat. I actually wrote a little bit about her, framed it as a pregnant pause for next week. But it's gas how you're just in the, like, you're sitting there, you're eating your food, and Molly comes along and the ass is just in the air. Like, she's literally just in between you and your fella, you and your partner. She just lies back, legs spread, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, were you eating? Like, am I disturbing something? Like, they do not give a shit.
Sorry, I'm just going to spruce up my crack? Is that okay with you guys? Just
she is just actually performing oral sex on herself, and you're like, please, like, we're having a stir fry.
They don't stop. I just love Kat so much. I'm so jealous.
She is very cute.
I'm always trying to get her into the gaff, but
well, yeah. And you see, the thing with a cat will take her and leave you as well. So at the moment, I'm loving Molly, but I'm not expecting her to stay around.
No, any cat worth their weight has a few families on the go at any one time.
Yeah. Did you hear? I had to laugh at this morning. I had an old gloss over the celebrity news. Did you see Amanda Holden's daughter, Holly? Amanda was doing an interview and she mentioned Simon Cowell and Lauren Silverman, and the daughter was like, I thought they split up. And Amanda was like, don't be stupid. Very funny. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, that's funny. I mean, in fairness, I never thought they were together from what I could fucking gather.
I mean, that was my immediate reaction as well.
Party line, like, oh, you know, no one ever knows what's going on a relationship. You know, certain things work for blah, blah, blah. All of that good stuff. But let's just be real. I never thought they were fucking together anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone was buying that. And then, do you know who came out recently? Sunita.
You need to get a podcast. Oh, Sunita said that they've never...
They never split up, and they were still together up until he got Lauren pregnant. And you're just like, I feel like one of us, Emma, needs to take Sunita aside.
Well, like, come on. I mean, I wasn't shocked by that either. There had to be some reason why they kept wheeling her out for the fucking X Factor. It wasn't the fucking giant leaf costume. Like, I mean, what the fuck?
As leaf costumes go.
Ah, yeah. No, she's a gorgeous woman and she did look great. But like, we all knew there was fucking something going on there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would be slightly sus if Fred was like, okay, you know what we need is a holiday with my ex. You know, it's just there's so much I can overlook, Emma. But I feel even for me, it's something I'd have to address. And you know how I feel about confrontation. Like, Molly has basically taken over my life now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just can't. I can't confront the cat. I can't confront Fred about wanting to go on holiday with his exes. Yeah, no, it's probably not, you know, it's not surprising at all. I really enjoyed our old friend Brittany, whose mother shares a birthday with Eric Lawler's mother, the comedian Eric Lawler, our old friend from Fair City. Their mothers have the same birthday, which just seems like, I mean, an insane coincidence, doesn't it?
So hang on a second, let me get this straight. Eric Lawler and Britney Spears are siblings.
Well, I mean, it just, I feel it, there's something written in the stars there.
But you know what, I always thought there was something.
There's something special about Eric. Yeah. No, there is. There's something about him.
I went to a comedy festival last year and he was slut dropping like no one's business. And I was like, there's a bang of Britney off that. There's a bang of Britney. And now
I would say as well, like, I would say the only two people I think you can still rock a belly button piercing, I would say Eric Lawler and Britney.
Did you hear about Brittany burning down her gym?
That's what I was going to get at. Our old friend Brittany and burning down the gym. I mean, I love it. I mean, what a great excuse. I really wanted to work out, but unfortunately I burnt down my gym. Could we love her anymore?
I mean, first off, who the fuck is buying Brittany candles? I think we all know that's a bad idea, don't we?
I know, but I just feel like if she wants an old Yankee candle, surely, I mean, I'm sure she probably has to clear it with the dad, because obviously he's in charge of the old credit card. So we know, like, you know, you'd be dropping a few bucks now on a Yankee candle. But I just feel Brittany deserves it.
But the thing I don't understand why she had these tiny dumbbells and she was like, this is all the equipment that was left from it. Like, how long was this fire burning? Most gym equipment.
I think I would let the fire burn if it was the gym, though. Wouldn't you?
But I mean, truly, this must have been an inferno that was going for days, possibly weeks.
Yeah, but sure, it's California. There are Californian fires.
Fucking barbells. How would it take you to burn a metal barbell? Gimme.
I know. Well, look, I think we all have a lot of questions. One thing I do miss from pre-pregnancy and my drinking days, I do miss having a glass of wine and going on Instagram to try to work out what Britney's profile is all about. Like, what's really going on there?
You can burn a good bit of time. I do it now. I'd say, you know, at least once every 2 weeks, I'll go into it. And just, obviously, I see bits and pieces, but I go into it and I'm like, now, what's really, let's get down into this and read all of the, Shane's flashing a laser at me. What are you doing, Shane? Yeah, I just want to read all the captions and, you know what I mean? And have a look, a deep look at the comments and see who's commenting. What are the comments? You know what I mean? But, I don't know what.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, still have the love. I think we were all asking the question about burning metal. I mean, you know, a yoga mat, Matt, I'm sure we'd all agree, fairly flammable.
Exercise ball gone. But like, if it's a home gym, I mean,
it is.
It's going to be fucking metal, isn't it?
Something isn't adding up because the rest of the house seemed to be okay.
I know. And it's like, how long ago did this happen? And she kind of just threw it into conversation. Like, you know, the way like someone said, like, God, I keep meaning to get them kettlebells off you. I keep meaning to get them. Well, the kettlebells, oh, geez, like the gym went on fire. All that's gone. The kettlebells. Yeah, the kettlebells, they burnt as well.
It is funny because a person.
The iron kettlebells, the 20 kilo iron kettlebells. Yeah.
Look,
yeah,
I just want to say. If it was anyone else saying it, you know, if Philip Schofield and I was telling me that his metal kettlebells burned, they burned to the ground, they melted away, I would be like, fuck you, you're a fucking liar. Fuck that shit. But Britney, I'm like, it could happen. I believe you, Britney.
I know it did happen, but it's unusual. But when I was a teenager, my brother went on his J1, right? So I went up, I got myself up into the attic room. Fucking bliss, right? So I had the attic room, but of course the main attraction of the attic, apart from being so far away, was those sweet, sweet windows. So it opened up the windows and you throw your head out and have an ill smoke, right? So anyway, I'm up in the room one day and my friend Isabel calls in. And we're up in the room having a smoke, and I'm like, oh, here, my mom's on her way up. I can sense her coming up. You take that. So I'm like, take that and fucking, you know, do something with it, deal with the situation while I divert her on the landing and see what the fuck she wants to come up here for a nosy for. So anyway, she wanted me to get something or some bullshit, right? So I have to go off and get the thing, and my mom makes her way up to the attic. So when I'm coming back up to the attic, my mom has been in the attic. And so I'm like, "Is what happened? What did my mom say to you?" And I go into Isabel and she's like, oh, your mom was just saying, where's the smoke coming from? And I was like, yeah, what did you say? And I already know she gave her some bullshit answer. She's like, oh, I just said to her, oh, it must be coming from outside. So the attic window is open, the velux window, and there's smoke traveling up and coming into the window.
And your mother's response was?
Oh, I think she just walked out of the room. Like, she knew that I was smoking in the house, all over the fucking house whenever I got the chance. But, I mean, this
was... Downstairs bathroom.
Fucking everywhere in my dad's car, just for whatever reason. But, like, this wasn't Isabel's first time at the rodeo. We had smoked in various places in like in each other's houses. She should have been thinking, what was she going to say? What do you say? You say fucking incense. Like, okay, obviously she knows, but like, come on, just fucking play along.
Play the game. Yeah. I was never into smoking. I think because my mother used to actively encourage it when I was younger. She really thought it would chill me out a bit. So I reacted against that. And I was like, no, no, I will not smoke. Even though mom was like, you need to relax and just have a fag. Like, chill the fuck out. But
I don't think you'd need weed or any. I don't think that would do you any favours. No.
Well, weed has been recommended. You would be surprised the amount of times weed has been recommended to me, and not just by former students. And still, I say no. And the reason I say no is because I'm paranoid enough. Like, can you imagine me on weed, the level of paranoia?
Oh, my God. You'd be ringing.
But I am.
After like a couple of drags.
I do remember once I did go smoking with a friend. We were up the park and we were in Dingle, and I mean, I didn't really know how to smoke, so I think I lit it on the wrong end. Like, I was very, probably was like 13, 14, like young enough. And, you know, I think I lit it the wrong way, and someone was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, that's just how I like to smoke it. Everyone was like, fuck. And then I can remember the friend I was with, who I will not name. I said to, okay, I'll have to give her a fake name. Let's just call her Saoirse. Okay.
Okay, nice.
Saoirse, you're on fire. And she was like, shut up, shut up, shut up. And I was like, you actually are on fire. Like, you're burning. And then one of the lads turned around and he was like, Saoirse, you're on fire. And she was like, I know. Yeah. Yeah. And just acted totally cool, calm, collected. Like, this happens all the time. And then another one of the guys like, oh my God, your jumper is on fire. And she was like, don't worry, it's just Fila.
Oh my.
And then one of the other guys used his jacket to put her out. And then we just weren't asked to go smoking again for a long, long time after that.
Oh my God, it's bad, isn't it? It's
just Fila. And every time I see, you know, a bit of Fila on ASOS or whatever, I just get a flashback to it's just Fila. Don't worry about me. And she was on fire. Like, the sleeve was burning.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. I remember I got scalded in the head with an apple when I was walking through the boys' school, and the girl that I was walking with, I didn't really know her very well. And she's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I don't know how your man did it, but he clocked me like fucking absolute smash in the head. He's about half a mile away. Like,
and an apple in the back of the head is power. Like, I was concussed.
And she's like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, no, I'm grand. And I just continued on fucking smoking. Like 2 weeks after that, I've no memory of what happened in my life, Julie. I've no memory.
Do you know what? So much makes sense now, because you often don't remember stuff.
But you just have to say, I'm grand. This, like,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter how traumatic the incident. Like, especially in the 90s, like, you weren't going to talk about your real feelings. Like, you were like, I'm fine. Just keep on smoking.
That was
the equivalent of keep on smoking. Was the 90s equivalent of live, laugh, love.
Keep on smoking.
But no, I, because obviously my current profiler on all social medias is my confirmation picture. So do you have an idea of what kind of a, you know, visually speaking, what kind of teenager I was? So let's just say I know all too well about an apple in the back of a head. Like, the blonde who could tan was getting an apple in the back of the head. Like, the ginger who smoked her fag upside down, like, that's the one we're going to hit with the fucking apple, guys.
And the girl I was walking with was blonde. The apple didn't go anywhere. Like, the ricochet, none of it went onto her. I had apple mashed into my head. I'm grand. Oh God, I'm fine. Hello. Are you okay? How
like an apple lattice back there.
She was fucking mashed into my big hard Granny Smith that was just there. Had a bad patch on it. Do you know what I mean? When it's a bit bruised, but it's fucking as solid as a rock. Mash.
Do you know what? Does anyone actually eat Granny Smiths, or do they just whack them at people?
I tell you, I wasn't buying Granny Smiths because I was like, oh, scaldy Granny Smiths, because all it reminded me of was a Granny Smith floating in the bottom of your bag for fucking weeks.
I know.
Do you know? So I wasn't buying Granny Smiths. I was always buying the old pink ladies. And look, then Shane picked them up and he goes, the boys like them. And I'm just like, okay. The boys are milling into the Granny Smiths. I'd say Joe's having about fucking three of them a day. Every time I look at him, he's got his chops around Granny Smith. But I don't know what's going on there. I've no idea. But I never really put them in their lunchboxes of fear of fishing out a rotten Granny Smith like over Christmas or something out of the bag. So that's who's eating
and
them, Judy.
Mad for Granny Smiths. That's so strange because they're so tart. Like a pink lady is lovely and sweet.
I mean, Jude, I can hardly hear myself think these days for the of the kids on the Granny Smith.
So I've said it before, but those boys are out of control.
They are
out of control. Speaking of actually setting fire, just as a little side note, and, you know, hair and heads and all that kind of stuff as teenagers, that same friend who will refer to as Saoirse, I'd say a few years back, I was single at the time and I kind of started shifting this lad that I kind of shifted a few times when I was a teenager, but he, lovely fella, like really nice fella.
Is this you seem to have shifted the same guy for like a 10 year period.
Oh yeah, well no, I did, there is the running joke because there was this guy that I did shift for 2 decades and it was a Cunnel and Normal People situation where he was still denying me to his friends like two decades after the fact. He was like, Julie who? And they were like, the Julie you've been shifting since the mid-90s. Like, come on. But that would have been like intermittent shifting. So this guy would have shifted him a couple of times when I was a teenager. Absolutely obsessed with him when I was a teenager. And he was a major pyromaniac. Lovely guy, but really into the fire. And a few years ago, anyway, I ended up shifting him again. And Saoirse was like, I think you guys could really make it work. Like, I really like him. He's a really nice guy.
That's real Saoirse. Ending you up with like, something that's never going to happen. And you're like,
I was like, Saoirse, he once set fire to your hair. And she was like, come on, Julie, we all make mistakes. And like, that wasn't when he was a teenager. Like, I think he was like 20, 21 then. But that just shows, you know, when you're going through a period and you're like, I'm willing to ignore all the red flags.
Oh, yeah.
Even the fact that he once set fire to my mate. No, maybe I should give him a whirl. But anyway, we didn't go there again. But I just thought that was so, it just said so much about where we were in our lives.
I had a friend like that who she had a real thing for older men, and if they had like, you know, if they had families and whatever, like it didn't matter. Like I'm talking like when we were teenagers and like then like 19, 20, but her thing was that she would always say, I don't know, just something about him, he's lovely eyes. He'd be like,
oh, God,
he's on life support. Like, what? You know what I mean? But that was just her thing, her way of coping. She did, like,
and yeah. Also, interesting that
something about him.
Interesting that she'd bring it back to the one body part that doesn't age.
I know. You're like, we're in his house, and there's pictures, there's black and white pictures of his family, and his kids are older.
I think a great, actually, just this. This is a top tip. I think, do you know what? I think, Emma, we all had that friend who, not alone do they go for the older men, but like, I know we had a friend and like, it wasn't even older. Like, we're talking old.
Yeah.
Like, really, really strange. Like, really, really bizarre. And it wasn't like she would be actively pursuing them.
Yeah.
They had jowls. Do you know, like the back jowls? You know, like those old men kind of back, like it was just.
Yeah.
It was such a strange period in our lives. But I will say, actually, top tip, if you do want to gauge just how old a man really is.
Yeah.
If you ask him, okay, if he references Super Quinn in any way, he's probably too old for you.
Yeah. That's a top tip right there.
Super Quinn is a red flag. Ask him to list his top five supermarkets. And if he says Super Quinn, run.
Yeah. The thing that pissed me off was that they were just old. It's not like they even had any cash or anything. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, what's the fucking point? Surely that's the number
they
one.
They were just...
Oh.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But I mean, money, like people, you know, the thing with money is money... It's never something I've actively looked for or had in a relationship, but I can see the attraction of money. I can. Like, it's never been something that I've particularly pursued. But as you say, like, just old, in like a three-bedroom semi-detached, like the rest of us.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point? Come here.
Like, with his home value calendar hanging behind the kitchen door, like... What's it all about? Child of Prague. The Child of Prague in the sitting room. Like, what's happening here?
I know. And the summons from the court.
He's got lovely eyes.
He's up on the fridge with like a magnet from the local taxi company. Do you know what I mean?
He's trying to sext you on a landline? Like, what's going on here?
No, it's just, it's no. It's not good. It's not good. But, I didn't even think of this, but this leads us perfectly into what I want to talk about on Patreon.
Oh, brilliant. What did you pick for the special episode this week?
Courtney Stodden.
Oh my god, brilliant. Because of course there's been a recent update to that.
There has been a recent update and I've done some digging. I've gone and looked at some stuff. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get into Courtney, I can tell you.
I cannot wait because that is really interesting, that relationship, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought I'd pop that in there, our little extra episode. And we're going to be doing other stuff, aren't we?
We are. So just to say to our listener, for €3 a month, you can get, and we've been doing this the last few weeks, the feedback has been really good. Thank you to everyone who signed up for it. So for €3 a month, you get an extra episode a week where we look at celebrity scandals. So far, we've done George Michael, Talisa last week in the drug scandal, and Kim Kardashian, the sex tape. So you get 4 episodes a month for €3. And we're now starting this new thing. As of this week, there's another tier. It's for €6 a month. And as well as your extra 4 episodes, you're going to get 4 funny videos per month. So we already recorded, and I told you, you haven't watched this yet, but it's so funny, Emma. So the first video you're going to get this week, if you sign up to the €6 tier, is going to be a Mr. and Mrs. quiz featuring myself and Fred, where I ask Fred basic questions about myself. It is so funny. It is great. I won't say too much, but I will say he got the month the baby is due wrong. So like that just gives you an indication of where we're going with this.
So
it's
is
really it's cash. Good crack.
Completely distracted.
Yeah. I might do one just looking at Molly the whole time.
I might do one with Shane. I might get Ella to ask us the questions. Get Ella to film it and ask us the questions, maybe. So we can just do that point.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Do that. I don't know.
So that's going to be available. The Mr. and Mrs. quiz, anyway, with Fred and Judy is going to be available as of this Wednesday. You get 4 vids a month, and that's for €6.
Is it not a Thursday?
We put our Patreon stuff up on a. Is it Thursday? It is Thursday. You're right. Because Wednesday is the day of our actual episode. Thursday is Patreon. Yes. Sorry. Thursday we'll have our vid and our extra episode.
And can we hear any other comedy world goings on while on lockdown?
There's nothing happening. Comedy is done, isn't it, really? Do you have any other happenings, anything to report?
No, not in the comedy world. We kind of had to say to Joe now about he wouldn't really be having the traditional birthday party. He'll be 7 now at the end of May. So
that's a biggie.
He was a little bit upset and stuff, but I was like, Jesus, like, you know, of course, why wouldn't you? Like, grown adults are upset that they're not getting to celebrate their birthdays like in the traditional way. But I thought I'd just kind of bring it up to him before to give him a heads up, you know, not too far in advance, but kind of obviously just to give him a bit of notice, because I didn't want to kind of just spring on him the day before, like, what? You're gonna have a fucking party? You know, like, it's coronavirus. She's not about that, you fucking tit. I thought I'd try a different approach and just kind of let him know. So he said, but then you see, the handy thing is actually Ella's birthday is also in May before Joe's. So he's like, but what about Ella's birthday? And we're like, oh, it'll be the same. Like, Ella probably would have had a sleepover with her mates and blah, blah, blah. So then when he was like, oh, she's getting shafted as well, he actually kind of was okay about it. Then he was like, oh, that's all right. So
it does. It is true when you realize it's shit for everyone. You're like, oh, grand. Sorry. I thought it was just shit for me. Perfect.
Yeah. He was kind of like, it was a personal attack on his birthday. He was just like, sorry, what? So we're like, no, Ella's going to have a shit birthday too. It's grand. So he was like,
well, I do think I can understand little Joe now being slightly polite, but I do think there has been.
You'd really clean up at the birthday parties as well when you're seven. You just, it's a blanket invite. Yeah. And they don't even do presents. You know, which with Tommy's class, they don't do presents. It's just cash in an envelope. And obviously I take my out of that. So it's a good day all round. So we're all going to miss it, you know, but sure, look.
Well, sure, look. I mean, you know, it does, it's, you know, a lot of adults, I know we do feel for little Joe now missing out on his birthday, but a lot of adults have kind of been pulling the, oh, you know, birthday and quarantine card. I'm like, we've discussed this, sorry, but like nobody cares about the birthdays. It's like when, you know, Meghan Markle was getting chastised and given out about because for, quote, spoiling Kate Middleton's 37th birthday. Like, stop it. Nobody cares. And this thing of everyone messaging and commenting, we'll have a celebration after quarantine. We won't.
No.
It's not happening.
If that was the case, 2021 would just be a fucking year-long festival. And I'm sorry, lads. It's not going to be happening. We're all going to have to be working harder than ever. Boo. But it's true.
Yeah, no, so I'm afraid it's, yeah, we might say we'll be going for a few drinks once all this madness is over. I don't mean it.
Of course, like we said before, it's like when you say, how are you? You don't actually want a fucking answer. Just say grand. Of course, oh, well, this is all over. We won't.
I know my 2021 is already, it's already chock-a-block actually with the, I know we did touch on this before, but with the amount of postponed weddings.
Yeah.
So it's already pretty busy from that point of view because obviously, you know, so many people have had to push the dates back, etc.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sure, look, this is the new world.
I'm going to let you go. Can I just actually say?
Oh, go on, though. Go on, yeah.
If you are into the older men, before you go, I would recommend, because for some reason I was looking up who was the Minister of State for Training, Skills and Innovation. Have you seen John Halligan?
No. Should I have a look?
Okay, I'm gonna send you a visual because I just cannot believe I've never seen this man's face before. It looks like he's in disguise, like the hair, the tash. I'm just gonna send you that visual. So if you are into the older men, and you're into the, you know, the old super queen sausage, etc. John Halligan, look him up. Okay. I've been Sheely Che.
Sorry, just before we go, I want to make sure that people know where we're at with this. It's not compulsory to subscribe to the Patreon, but if you could, I just want to state this again. I don't want any shooty messages from people jumping into me DM saying, oh my God, I love Up to 90. I don't care. Okay, we need money now. We don't get paid for the ads that Head Stuff put on the podcast. Okay, people don't know that the Patreon is our only income from the podcast. Okay, oh, you're keeping me going. Well, yeah, fucking keep us going.
Well, you're right, because it is our only income. And the thing is, guys, we do feel bad asking for the €3 on one level. But on another level, we don't, because the reason why, you know, the bigger podcasts like don't need to necessarily be banging on about the Patreon all the time is that they have the advertising. Yeah, so we don't have the advertising, so it is our only income, and we do actually give the podcast a lot of time. Like, we were up all night, like, working out what we were going to say today.
So they edited it for us, they put us up, put it up, they don't put us up, we're not living there yet, and we use the studio when it's not locked down. and then they put ads on our podcast.
And we do, you know, and like, yeah. And our, like our editor, Amy, is a star. She does an amazing job and all of that. But the only money we get is through the Patreon. So that's why, in case you wonder, you're wondering why we're banging on about it, it is only €3 a month. So if you do get some pleasure, enjoyment, whatever it is from the podcast, sure, it's like $3 a month. It's not even, what is that, like €2.50?
Something like that.
It's feck all, really, actually, what we're saying.
It's actually insulting. We will take it.
So look, it'd be nice to leave it on that angry note, because I think that's very us.
Big deal, but if you can, like, sure, look, we won't bring it up again until the next episode. So
we will be bringing it up in every episode, just to say that. It's hard sell time.
We will gradually phase it out when we feel like enough people message. So thanks.
Thank you so much. I've been Julie J.
Finn Amazon. God bless.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.